Hello again, my lovely listeners. How are you all doing? It's great to see you all back on the Indian Shrink podcast. So today we are going to talk about some of the key basics about mental health and how to approach therapy. Now, when we talk about therapy, there is a general notion that therapy is psychotherapy only. That's just taken as therapy. But therapy can be of different types, and I am a firm believer that healing can happen in multiple ways. It doesn't have to be through just talk therapy. But before we get into the details of what forms of therapy should one go for, let's first discuss about who exactly needs therapy. And is therapy for everyone or is therapy just for some people? Now, being a mental health professional myself, I can tell you that therapy, that is any form of therapy, is for anyone and everyone. But psychotherapy specifically may not be for everyone. Not everyone would like to go and sit in front of a stranger and pour their heart out in an attempt to have a better understanding about their life. Having said that, there is a strong evidence that suggests that psychotherapy definitely improves one's functionality and quality of life. Now, for the ones who go for therapy, the experience of psychotherapy can be very, very subjective. I think for that matter, any experience in life is very subjective in nature, but it intensifies when you are in psychotherapy. This could happen because of various reasons, because of different cultural backgrounds of the therapist and the client, different expectations from therapy, which of course I'll be getting into detail about it going forward. And most importantly, whether or not the therapist is the right fit for you. Now, okay, so before addressing the issue of how to find the right therapist for yourself, I think it's also very important to address whether or not you are ready for psychotherapy. As I mentioned before, that therapy is for anyone and everyone, but psychotherapy is not for everyone and may only be something that a few percentage of people would be willing to go forward with. So how does one know whether or not they should go for psychotherapy, specifically talk therapy? First of all, one should know that they are going for psychotherapy, which is not a magic pill. That is, there is no quick fix to your problems. If that is the approach that you're going with, then I would have to say that unfortunately psychotherapy is not for you. Psychotherapy involves investment and commitment and sincerity to improve, heal, recover, and grow as a person. Having said that, I want to also tell you that yes, psychotherapy can be solution focused, but that does not translate into the fact that if you go to a therapist, your therapist will tell you exactly what to do or just hand over the solutions to you. When you actually go to a therapist, the therapist is just going to facilitate the process of finding solutions which may provide resolution to the problem, healing, or growth of the individual. Secondly, when you are entering a psychotherapeutic space, you should prepare yourself to put yourself in an uncomfortable position. Now, when I say this, I'm sure you must be all thinking, what an odd pointer. But it's true. When you're sitting across a stranger and revealing aspects about your life that are troubling you right now or narrating your life story, it is a very, very vulnerable space. And it can come across as very, very daunting to individuals. And lastly, and most importantly, one should be willing to change. It's very important that you are willing to put yourself in a space where you want to gain insight about what's been working for you, what has not worked for you so far, and how can you unlearn some of the patterns, some of the behaviors, thought processes that have not worked for you so far or are currently not working. Your therapist will definitely try and provide you a safe space where you are able to explore all of these aspects and change your narrative in a form that it empowers you and expands you as an individual. So with that, I think you get a rough idea about whether or not you are fit for psychotherapy. And if you have checked the above mentioned pointers, then I think psychotherapy is for you. And for those who have not been able to say yes to the pointers that I had mentioned broadly, I think then you should explore other forms of therapy models. For example, maybe for some people, movement can be a form of therapy. For some, animal assisted therapy forms can do brilliant, something like equine therapy or dolphin therapy or spending time with pets. For some people, alternate healing methods can work excellently, so something like Reiki, acupuncture, aromatherapy, naturopathy, spa therapy, or astrology, which is apparently big in India. So yes, basically the idea is that you should explore options that can help you understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling and provide you a resolution to your suffering. So now that we are clear with who all needs psychotherapy, the next step is how to find the right psychotherapist for oneself. Now, finding the right therapist for oneself can be a very, very confusing task because like when we go to a doctor, it's very easy to sort of shortlist a doctor for us because we know what their qualifications look like. But in when we are talking about psychologists or mental health professionals, it gets very difficult to select one because every country has their own licensing procedure and the qualifications for each therapist may look different. So it can appear a little confusing to the one who's reaching out. So to simplify that for you without getting into too many details and jargons, I'm just going to tell you the first step is that I think you should ask around. You should ask your friends, family, if someone has ever been in therapy before, if someone has mentioned going to therapy, then you should take their, sort of recommendation if they want to recommend someone that they've been to before, or if they know of someone who's good and reliable. Now, the second step, let's suppose you don't get any recommendation, then in that case, the second step is check out the list of mental health professionals that are there on various websites. So there are so many websites for each country where they pool in the data of multiple psychologists and therapists and what their current practice is like and if they are taking in clients or not. Look up for that information for your own country. And lastly, I think once you've shortlisted two or three therapists from that. Again, the shortlisting has to be done based on what the description is about the therapist. Just see if you're able to connect with the therapist. When I say connect with the therapist before going, that means if they have a website, look up for their website. If they have some social media profile, look it up. If they are there, if they have a professional profile like LinkedIn mentioned, then or their website mentioned, excellent. I think you should definitely check it out because their educational background, their qualifications, their past work would be mentioned there, and that would give you a great idea about whether or not this therapist is the right fit for you. The other thing that you can also do, interestingly, is that if that therapist, you can also YouTube that therapist, or you can just Google that therapist. And if they have some videos, then you should check out their videos. If they have a podcast, then check out their podcast, because that way you will get the sense about how the therapist talks and how the therapist sounds. So most importantly, that will help you connect with the therapist more, because reading something about the therapist will not give you a fair idea, but listening to the therapist, it will give you a fair idea about how you'll feel when you're sitting across that therapist. Now, when you are sitting across your therapist after doing all this selection and shortlisting, it doesn't mean that you cannot ask them questions once you start therapy. If you have any doubts, you have some concerns, you are free to raise them in the first session or along the process in an attempt to make yourself more comfortable. The idea is to not challenge the therapist, but to ease yourself into the process so that you can open up more comfortably. Now, even after doing all this, you might continue to feel that you are not connecting with your therapist, or you're not feeling safe enough to open up, or you might feel like your therapist is not understanding your issues and may not be efficient enough to provide you with what you're looking for. Then in that case, I want to tell you that it may be right that what you're feeling, you should listen to that feeling. Having said that, it's very important that you listen to that feeling at the right time and make a judgment at the right time versus making a judgment too soon. Now, when I say too soon, that means making a judgment right after the first session. The first session, the first few sessions are actually based on case history collection, trying to understand your story and what brings you to therapy, and just trying to build rapport with the client. So it's too soon to judge whether or not you are clicking with your therapist. Sometimes it may just be very, very easy and the person might just feel connected in the first session itself. But for some people, you know, it takes time to ease into the process. So I always tell my clients that you should give at least 3 sessions time before you make a judgment about whether or not the therapist or the therapy work with this particular mental health professional is working out for you or not. Now, the important point to keep in mind here is that when I say 3 sessions, the gap between the 3 sessions should not be, let's say, more than 7 days. Because if it's more than a week, then there is a natural disconnect between you and the therapist, and it takes longer for the therapist to establish a rapport with you. So make sure that the 3-session assessment that you're doing of your therapist, you do that, in the right frame of time, so that it's fair to both you and the therapist. Now that we are sure of whether or not we want to go for psychotherapy, and we have found the right therapist for ourselves, and we have started our therapy, then what to expect from therapy? The last topic for discussion of today's podcast. Now, a lot of people think that once they get into therapy, things will become very easy, and they might start getting solutions to their problem, or, you know, start meeting their goals in the first go. But that's not how actually it all works. It takes a while for you to start showing effect. Therapy is almost like exercise. So the effects come with consistency and commitment, rather than like medicine, where you just take pop a pill and you start seeing the effects. So keeping that analogy in mind, I want to tell you that, you know, just like exercise, when you first start exercising, your body is going to become extremely sore. You might have pain, and it may just seem like, oh my God, I don't think I can do this anymore. Similarly, in therapy also, the same thing will happen. When you will be addressing the issues that are the root cause of your distress, your suffering. It may make you feel worse after a few sessions, initial sessions, but over time, it will only get better from there. So the idea is that you stick through that difficult time that you feel after the initial therapy sessions, because after that only will you start seeing the effect, just like how we do an exercise. So it's very important for clients to remember this point, because what really happens in therapy sometimes is that clients do begin therapy work enthusiastically, but as and when we approach a point where, you know, a client's distress is addressed, or we reach a point where we are addressing the root cause of their unprocessed, unresolved concerns, then it may become very uncomfortable for them, and post-session they might feel not so good. Now, when that happens, majority of the clients decide to drop out, because the general idea is that therapy is supposed to make us feel good, and it is now making me feel worse, so why should I continue? Now, when, yes, of course, therapy is supposed to make you feel good, and it will make you feel good, but like I said before, therapy is a consistent process. You will feel good after a certain amount of time, not while when you're in the middle of everything and you're close to your issues. That is not the time when you're going to feel great, because that's just the beginning of scratching the surface of what's, you know, creating problems for you, you know, in your life. So I think that is the time when it's very important for you as a client, as an individual, to let your therapist know that, you know, after the last session, I felt, you know, much worse, or I was not doing good, or I felt a little stressed out. Because when you do that, it's your therapist will make an assessment about how to go forward. He or she might slow down the process, or may help you give some techniques which, in, you know, going forward will sort of provide you with a toolkit where, you know, you can use it when something like this happens again. So the idea is that you have to not drop out and stay put, because just like exercise, you will start seeing the effects, but again, after some time, not immediately. And just stay committed and make sure you let your therapist know at every point how you are doing in therapy. That is again a very, very important point that I want to discuss separately, that it really benefits the therapist and the therapeutic relationship if you are yourself, if you're authentic and honest with your therapist, and let them know how you're doing in the session, because at the end of the day, the session is for you and to address your issues. So, you know, if you are not doing well, if you're not liking something, then the therapist should know about it, because then your therapist will try to alter the process according to your needs, your requirements, and most importantly, your comfort. Now, with that, we come to the end of today's episode. I hope whatever I mentioned today helps you take that first step towards therapy, and gives you or clarifies most of the little, you know, hesitations, concerns that majority of the individuals might have towards therapy. If you still have any questions, any concerns, any queries, please feel free to write to me on my website details, which is mentioned in the description. On that note, I want to say goodbye. I'll see you soon with my next episode, and keep listening to The Indian Shrink.